Well, we have a couple of campaigns going right now that are wonderful. One is about food waste. Mm-hmm. We're encouraging consumers to get involved in eliminating whatever food waste we can by managing what they're buying and what they're using and how to reuse leftovers in creative ways, creative recipes on the Beef It's What's for Dinner website. We also have Families in Motion. If you have a family with children, you're crazy busy besides your job. You're also running to different activities and school and whatever, but it seems like you're always in that car moving somewhere, or you're packing kids up to go another place. And so we're designing recipes to get the kids involved in maybe preparation, but also focusing on that we're supporting you as a family. We believe in you as a family unit, and we want to nourish your family. And so really promoting the healthy attributes of beef with, you know, those 10 essential nutrients, low calorie. So you're giving those children B vitamins so those brains can grow and develop, the zinc for their immune system, the protein, of course, for that muscle and everything. And so we've got so many nutrients. We just need people to realize how that can play into a healthy lifestyle for their family.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of different options for that. I know slow cooker recipes are very popular.
Right. And so, and right now, it's for a lot of the country, we're getting into cold weather. And so there's some great soup recipes and ways, and really to be creative in, say, let's say you have some pot roast left over, how can you mix other seasonings in it and change it up to a different recipe? And so to continually use that in knocking down that food waste. We in America waste 40% of our food. And so not only is that food going to waste, but all the resources that went into producing it. And as a farmer, that's hard because we manage our resources so carefully. Our cattle don't leave feed at the bunk. You know, they eat everything we give them. We manage our nutrients. And so we want to help consumers say, what can I do? And I can sign up for this 30-day food waste challenge to help our family at home. And we know that it's $2,500 a year the average family loses from food waste. So I believe every family can use $2,500 to spend towards other items.
Absolutely. What are some of the main tips that you would give families that are trying to reduce their waste?
Sure. Okay, so when you're shopping, think about things that you will use before they perish. Fruits and vegetables are one of the top for food waste. We know that beef is one of the lower items of waste, but we still want to cut any waste. And so when you buy beef, for example, the store wraps it in just a single layer. You can put that in the freezer, but you need to wrap it again to make sure it lasts in that freezer better. So freezing, buying, if you're going to buy in bulk, because a lot of families like to do that, cut those up and double wrap them before you put them in the freezer to avoid that freezer burn or that freezer taste, because people will smell or taste something and then they just throw it out because they don't like it. And so being careful how we're storing it. And then inventorying what you have in your refrigerator. I don't know about you, but sometimes I have something that gets pushed to the back. I forget it's in there. A few days later, it's like, oh, I was going to use that for a recipe. So really managing our refrigerators and making sure that what is going to perish is right up front and center. And maybe planning out our week's menus, even having. And so that Beef It's What's for Dinner website has a whole lot of tabs on there. How to use different cuts of meat, how to reuse something that's a leftover and make it enjoyable. Maybe if you had brisket, you can make breakfast burritos in the morning or tacos. There's a lot of things we can do with roasts and steaks and hamburger that we repurpose for breakfast food. And so taking eggs and hamburger in a mug for a minute and 30 seconds for breakfast, and you can eat that as you go. Your kids can eat that on the go. So just different ways of repurposing and reusing and really staying current on your inventory.
Yeah. And you talked a little bit about the Beef It's What's for Dinner website. You all are having great success with that, especially reaching out to millennials with that, right?
Right. You know, people can use it on their phones. We know everyone's mobile. And when you get to the store and you see a cut of beef, it's on sale, it's featured, and it's like, what can I do with it? So you go to that website, you can actually go to the butcher counter, and it will show you what's the best way to prepare this, what kind of recipes can go with this. And so you can pull up that recipe even and get all the items you need right there with that cut and take that home and make your supper. And so, yeah, it's very exciting. It's a very interactive website, and we love the feedback that we get from people. We have people that will comment on recipes and say, I would add a little garlic to this. That seems to... So enjoying that feedback so people help us keep continuing to create good recipes.
Yeah, of course, people love gathering around meals and sharing that time together. So it sounds like you are doing a great job interacting.
Yep, and I think beef has that draw. People love to grill. People love the smell, the flavor, everything about beef. And we continually focus on the nutrient side too, because it's healthy as well. And so when we can promote all of that and the strengthening families, because we're also a firm believer in the strength of the family. And so when you've got family and food and health all linked together, I think it just makes us all go forward in a more positive manner.